Okay, and your and your parents' education, then you?
Yeah, well, my dad, he had practically no schooling. He could write his name, and he can read enough to know what the White Sox are doing.
Mm-hmm.
My mother went to third year high school, and she eloped.
Okay. And did they come? Did they meet in Chicago? Did they come to Chicago, or were they?
They met in Chicago.
I see.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you know how long they were in Chicago before you were born? About.
No, I don't. My mother was a girl here. She went to Wendell High School.
Oh, I see.
I don't know when she came.
I see.
She was quite young when she came, and I really don't know how long they were here.
Okay. So how we'll just get through this. The questions now are just it's simply a matter of getting trying to get the total range of your pronunciation of all of the words.
Okay.
So just start counting. I'll tell you when to stop. Just slowly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Right. The number after 19.
20.
Number after
21. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
Okay, and now just the one number after 29.
30.
Number after 43.
44.
Number after 69.
70.
Number after 99.
100.
Number after 999.
1,000.
Okay, now there are 10 men walk into the room in the line, and you point to the guy in front, and you say, "That's the what man? That's the
first man, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth." 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, you might say something happened suddenly, or another way of saying it is to say that happened all at
once.
And you say something is two times as good, you could say that's what is good. That's
twice as good.
Right, and now the months of the year.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
The days of the week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And how might you greet a person at 10 a.m.?
Good morning.
And if Tuesday is today, Monday was
yesterday,
and Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
And another way of saying 3:30 is what three? It's 3:30. Well, in a half hour, you could say it's 3:30, or you could say it's
30 minutes past,
or
half past.
Yeah.
Three.
And 1963 was last year. 1964 is
this year.
And Santa Claus comes down the
chimney,
and he's covered all over with
soot.
Right. And the name of the rooms of the house?
Living room, dining room, kitchen, bedrooms.
Yeah, and the room you wash and so forth.
The bathroom.
Right. You clean what out of a fireplace?
The ashes.
Right, and you're sitting in a
chair.
And all the tables and chairs in the room are called the, well, in a
the
living
furniture.
Room. Yeah. And on Monday, people traditionally do their
washing.
And then afterwards they do
ironing.
Yeah, and another name for this is the
laundry.
Right, and you look out the
window,
and you might out in front of your house you might sit out on the front
porch.
Yeah, and a person you might tell a person to close the door. Another way is to tell them to
shut the door.
Right, and today I drive in a nail. Yesterday I
drove.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you now. Do you notice a difference? Do you notice this in Negro ADC people that you work with who have a lack of understanding of the past tense in their conversation? Do you notice any?
I can't say I have. Haven't listened.
I just mean, you know, instead of saying drove, they use drive always, or use.
No, I would say basically the. Recognize
yeah.
that tense.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
for the most part.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking particularly of the uneducated. I just wondered if this was a feature that we might look at carefully.
I think they for the most part they would